This is The Conversation on HPR2. I'm Chris Vandercook.
I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich. In Eva, it only takes one word to start a fight. Hope healing. Well, maybe four words when you add in AdCo and Coa Ridge. The battle to turn current ag land to houses got a boost earlier this month when a judge upheld the Land Use Commission's decision to allow rezoning for urban use. Opponents may be disappointed, but they're not disheartened. They say they'll continue to appeal and will take their case to the door of the Hawaii Supreme Court. Sierra Club Hawaii Chapter Director Robert Harris is here with a preview of their plans, insofar as he can actually talk about them. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
This saga, and I guess there's no other word to really capture what this has been, because it's been so ongoing and it's so full and fraught with anxiety and emotion and passion, because people who feel one way and feel the other way they do, and there's nothing much in between. Is there really going to be a point of resolution for this at the Supreme Court door? I mean, the Hawaii Supreme Court's door?
Yes. I mean, what we're doing here is the creators of the Hawaii State Constitution were very concerned about the amount of agricultural land that was being developed back in the 60s and 70s. And so they put in specific protections in the Constitution requiring us to really take a good, hard look before developing agricultural land. And the issue here that we're looking at for both Ho'opili and Coa Ridge, which are prime farmland that are commercially viable, it's been producing food, and some people have estimated roughly 30 to 40% of the food that was grown in Hawaii and eaten in Hawaii is produced from these two different farmlands. So what we're trying to do is make sure that the Supreme Court takes a look at the Constitution and says, you know, did the Land Use Commission really consider it appropriately when they made a decision to develop both these parcels?
But part of it, too, is being able to quantify what does important ag land really, really mean. That's where we have a little bit more trouble, because we know what the word important and we certainly know what the words ag land mean, but what that constitutes together and how that becomes the defining line for what you can and can't use and what should or shouldn't be rezoned, despite, you know, whatever you might hear from the opposition, that you can move the ag land someplace else. It's all so fuzzy.
Plainly, and it's plain that the state of Hawaii has not done a good enough job at really looking at this issue. I mean, I was raised in Hawaii, and, you know, I've been hearing for 30 years now the importance of agriculture, and we need to do more diversified agriculture. And a lot of times it's just words. I mean, we're not really developing a good, strong plan to really look at how we're going to grow food for future, our, you know, the keiki of Hawaii. Putting that aside for a second, you know, if you look at these two parcels, have been producing food commercially for decades. They have the water resources. They have some of the best soil in the world. If any land was going to be defined as important agricultural land, this is it. I mean, a lot of times developers are pointing to lands on the North Shore and other areas, and I'm not trying to say those aren't important or aren't good ag lands, but they're currently not in commercial use. That's usually because they don't have water. They don't have access to markets. There's various reasons why they're not going strongly. These lands are. So if you're going to draw any distinction, you know, at least looking at what's currently producing food and saying, well, maybe we should be looking at those lands first. And unfortunately, we're not having that discussion.
Nevertheless, you still have this appeal that was sort of slashed and burned earlier in the month, and you say you're going to be carrying on with it. If the Land Use Commission doesn't understand what your definition is of, you know, best and highest use and important ag land, who needs to really decide that to make it definitive?
Yeah, we've set up a Land Use Commission, which is principally volunteers that are politically appointed. And, you know, if you look at the history of Land Use Commission, it's typically been either people who represent the development industry or trade unions that, you know, represent the development industry as well. And so it's not exactly
from conflict of interest in your point.
Correct. So, you know, the fact that the Land Use Commission approves development projects and historically has always approved development projects maybe, you know, is not surprising. And the reason why we have a judicial system is they're supposed to be a little bit above some of the political tensions, and they're supposed to be objective and be able to really analyze the law. And so that's what, you know, our hope is here, is that the Supreme Court is going to have the opportunity to do a careful examination and really sort of help define the criteria when, you know, that what is protected, under the Constitution and what is not. And that's what's needed here.
So what does the timeline on that look like? Because meanwhile, you've got Ho'opili looking as if it's going to continue along, and that's pretty much the line that Horton, Shuler Division says. Castle and Cook says they're going to continue along all of that until there's a reason for them not to. What else are they going to do? But this is going to be a very protracted fight.
It is, and it is unfortunate that these things can't be resolved more quickly and more efficiently. And yet, that is our appellate process. It does take sometimes a year or two for the courts to go through the whole process and to make a decision. And that's just what we're going to have to do. We are looking at trying to expedite it to try to have it done quicker. And we'll make those efforts because I think it's everybody's interest to try to have a quicker, more confident resolution of this.
At this point, though, is there anything that you see happening with both of those developers that you know you're going to have to undo?
No, because both development projects are still going to have to go to the city council to get approval. And my suspicion is that the city is probably going to want to wait to see what happens with this resolution. So,
its own best interest just to make sure that it won't have to undo anything either, perhaps.
Correct. Because if the city grants approval, it's hard for the city then to withdraw that approval later. So, they almost in some ways want to make sure they're the last ones to give the final blessing.
So at this point, it's in a holding pattern until you can at least get it moving to the next level in the appellate process. But that very well likely might not be it either until you get up to the Hawaii Supreme Court. Do you have a horizon in your mind that we'll have a decision on this in 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, maybe?
Long term, really what we have to move towards is maybe a better discussion within our society and within government about trying to make these decisions in a smarter, more holistic way. Fundamentally, the issue for developers boils down to jobs and housing, and we need more jobs. We need more housing, but we have to have a better way of discussing where the housing should be and what type of jobs we're creating, and that's really where we're failing. And if we could do that better, then maybe we could avoid some of these kinds of more protracted kinds of efforts, and it doesn't serve anybody's interests.
You're also backing into a discussion about affordability when it comes to housing, and how that weights, how you weight that in a discussion of best and highest use, in this case of ag land. All right, so we have nothing to do at this point but sit, wait, and watch for a little while longer. Thanks, Robert.
Thank you, Bethan.
Robert Harris is the director of the Sierra Club Hawaii chapter. He grew up in Kailua, attended UH from undergraduate days through law school. He serves on several boards and commissions, including the Hawaii State Bar Association, and says, as you just heard, if necessary, his organization is prepared to take the Ho'opili Koa Ridge case all the way to the Hawaii Supreme Court.
Ke aloha, ananoha. Come on, come on.